his debut record as a leader, filled with trippy symbolism and tales of the mystical. I'm Christian McBride. Tune in tonight at 8.
WJFF Jeffersonville. Streaming online at WJFFradio.org. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.
To Borscht Beat. I'm Aaron Bendich, and every week on this program I play a selection of Jewish recordings. You just heard Freilich's 48, the opening track from Marty Levitt's album, Klezmer Wedding, featuring Marty Levitt. And Marty Levitt and the King of Klezmers and his Klezmer Ensemble. And this is a CD that I picked up at Klez Canada, the wonderful annual festival held up north of Montreal. And while I was there this year, Marty Levitt's son Dave was there performing, and he gave and teaching, and he gave a talk about his family klezmer legacy, and essentially, there's this incredible table of stuff for sale at the festival, and among them were these Marty Levitt CDs that I just couldn't resist purchasing. So I bought two of them. I'm going to play selections from both of them and talk about the tunes, talk about Marty Levitt, and get into this, you know, the normal type of banter we get into about physical media here. So that first one, Freilich's 48, you might recognize it. It's a familiar tune, one that is clearly chosen to open the album to get the party started, to get people dancing, hyped up, and enjoying themselves. And I think it does quite a good job of setting the stage for the rest of the music. So I'll play the next song, which is an old favorite, and we'll get into some more about the album.
Thank you.
That was Mein Shtetl Belz, one of the most popular songs of the Yiddish theater, with lyrics by Jacob Jacobs, music by Alexander Olshanetsky, and this is a sort of fitting second track after that familiar instrumental klezmer tune, a familiar instrumental version of a popular klezmer tune. And that long introduction, not the familiar part per se, but then that last little bit at the end is that sort of juicy, iconic klezmer, or rather Yiddish theater tune, vaguely klezmerified. Okay, I'm going to describe the album cover for you. The background is a solid red. There's several fonts at play here, as I like to note. The first font is a highly, highly stylized one, like one from an old book where the leading capitals are super ornate, almost unfamiliar in the way that they are rendered. Klezmer Wedding, that's in white text in that really old-school font. Then a small cursive font that says featuring. Then a different stylized font, one that looks like... you might see it at like a Renaissance fair for some of the signage, like it was... stylistically painted with a quill pen or something like that, where it says Marty Levitt, and then a very normal looking font, like a typical sans serif font that says clarinet with a capital C, whereas the featuring, mind you, was all lowercase. Then a drawing, it appears, a pen drawing of bride and groom, the groom holding the bride in his arms. They look rather modern, the two of them, but the groom is wearing a yarmulke. And then beneath that, in the same font as his name was before, Marty Leverett, King of the Klezmers, New Line, and his Klezmer Ensemble. Leading capitals on "and his," everything else is in all caps. Lots of interesting choices at play here. Here's the next song from that album. Thanks. That track was called Old Bulgar, and of course the Bulgar is a klezmer form, a dance form, one that's rather popular for dancing, and one that you'd definitely get a lot of at a nice, dancey, klezmery wedding. There's a little, not essay, but just short text from Steve Bernard, ethnic musicologist, quote-unquote, and I'll read that text to you now. The name Marty Leverett has been synonymous with klezmer music for many decades. In this recording, Mr. Leverett recreates the sounds of the klezmer bands of the Roaring Twenties and the Depression-era Thirties. During that era, there were many organized klezmer bands, such as the Boybricker Kapelle, the Chernovsky Orchestra, and others. Rather than having Mr. Leverett's clarinet play the lead at all times, he has arranged music in an ensemble fashion, featuring each klezmer instrumentalist on his respective instrument. The repertoire selected is an all-inclusive one for a klezmer wedding. These selections are once again currently being featured by Marty Leverett and his klezmer all-stars. Featured on the trombone is Dave Leverett, fifth-generation klezmer, and his rendition of Ich hab dir so viel lieb attests to the fact that a new klezmer all-star is born. This recording most definitely personifies klezmer music at its authentic best. And that's all for the note, but boy, would I like to know who else is in the band. but we'll live. And next up, we have another track from this album. I'll play the next one in order, and then a few other selections from throughout the record before switching to the second one. I hope you enjoy. Thank you. That was Russian Sherela, which has a subtitle, Three Separate Standard Klezmer Shares. And as I talked about on a recent episode about Ariane Morin's album, a share is another popular Yiddish dance form, though this one a touch more complex for the dancers, something of a square dance, and one where unless everyone there knows what they're doing, you might end up getting a lot of instruction before actually doing the dance. And that's all I'm going to say about this one, because I've got a very fun and extensive one coming up next. So I hope you enjoy.
Thank you.
And that was a rather fun medley of Yiddish theater songs. Boy, oh boy, were there so many there. By Mir Bist Du Shein, Shein Vidi Lavona, Bi Gesinnt, Was Du Willst, Das Will Ich Euch, Ois Is Good, Juchel, Your Juchel, Grina Kuzina, and Yossel Yossel. Now for me, I mean, those are all beloved classics, perhaps to varying degrees each. By Mir Bist Du Shein, Shein Vidi Lavona, Bi Gesinnt, Grina Kuzina, these are like the sort of core repertoire and the best known, most recorded, most famed Yiddish theater songs, ones that are just almost have transcended their transcended the category. They almost push into the folk category because they're so well known, well remembered, misquoted, misremembered even. All to say, it's nice. And this type of repertoire, though not necessarily what you might have gotten in the 40s, as the note says, or rather in the 20s or 30s, as the note says, is definitely something that people wanted from their sort of nostalgia listening back in the, I don't know, 60s, 70s, 80s. And this really does achieve that sort of aspiration to make people remember and sing along to the instrumental, all of the above. Some Yiddish theater karaoke. Now we've got the other CD to pull from, and I'll play the first selection from that one now. Thank you. We'll be right back. That was In Odessa, the first track from the undisputed king of the klezmers, Marty Levitt, clarinet and klezmer ensemble. And this song is another song that one might sing along to in a concert performance because, though it's an instrumental here, this is a piece of the repertoire performed by Aaron Lebedev, Yiddish theater star, and probably my absolute favorite. And already, I think I kind of like this album a little more than the last one. There's a little more pep to me, but that's merely my opinion. I hope you're enjoying it all. This is just a great song about the joys of Odessa, because of course, all of these songs all these classic songs are about shtetl nostalgia or old world nostalgia. And I'll get into some of the same stuff I talked about for the last CD for this one, but not quite yet. I'll play another tune. Why not? I'll play another tune that you might sing along to if you know the words. Enjoy. That's Skripa Klezmer, or Skripa Klezmer Skripa, one that you might have also heard performed by Aaron Lebedev, and a song that I joyfully sang along to while off microphone listening to it just now. Now we'll describe the album cover for this album. Unlike the last one that I played, all of the text is in the same font here, though the designer made the interesting choice of sort of squishing and stretching the text. The text above appears to be slightly stretched. The text below, that is, seems to be slightly squished vertically. It says, "The quote-unquote undisputed," on the first line, centered, leading capitals. Then the second line, slightly larger, also centered, leading capitals only on the two words, the first and last word, king of the klezmers. And actually, of the is the same size as the above line, but king and klezmers are both leading capitals and much larger. Then in the middle, a graphic of a clarinet on either side pointed about 45 degrees inward, with the top pointed inward, and a photograph of Marty Levitt smiling with a nice little mustache and a sort of clip art crown put on top of his head, like a edited in computer graphic of a crown. And then at the bottom, Marty Levitt, new line, clarinet, new line, ampersand, new line, klezmer ensemble. And as I mentioned before, that text is a bit vertically squished downward. And that's a description of the album cover. We'll play another track from the album, and then I'll get to talking a bit more about the other packaging on the CD. Hope you enjoy. Was Golden Wedding. That is Golden Wedding, track number 11 from this album, King of the Klezmers. And while most of the tracks aren't credited with a composer, the tracks composed by Marty himself are credited to him. And this was one of those tracks that he wrote. I'll read you another little blurb from Stephen Bernard, which is a bit different than the last one. Marty Levitt is one of the few remaining authentic klezmers still performing his musical magic. This recording is comprised of some of his extensive repertoire that has been bequeathed to him by his rich klezmer heritage. Now Marty shares with his appreciative audience some of the thrilling sounds that will please your ear and warm your heart. To personify Marty's artistry, we have included four original klezmer themes composed and performed by him, which are integrated into this potpourri. And with that, another original by Marty Levitt. Enjoy. That was another original composition by Marty Levitt, this one called Cibola Dance. And another note from the inside of the packaging says, "This recording is dedicated to the memory of my uncles Frank, Phil, and Lou, who performed with the klezmer icons of the early 20th century, such as Dave Tarras, Neftula Brandwine, etc. It was my father, Jack, who transcribed this expansive repertoire over the course of his lifetime, enabling me to create this CD for you for your listening pleasure. Sincerely, Marty Levitt." Very nice. And another original by Marty Levitt. Enjoy. Thank you. that was Crooked Knadel, spelled, of course, with two K's, crooked with a K, that is. Also composed by Marty Levitt. And I like that one. I like the drums on that one. It kind of captures the vibe a little more, makes you want to dance, and gives you that sort of hybrid American klezmer sound. There is but one more track from this album that Marty Levitt composed himself, and I'll play that one. That one's going to be just a little different. Hope you enjoy it. Sivila's Polka. And if you didn't notice then, you probably know now that that's a polka, which is not a klezmer form. That's a sort of adjacent cultural musical tradition from Czechoslovakia. And it's sometimes we get sort of unfavorable comparisons between the two genres, but it's nice to hear a klezmer band perform a polka, in my opinion. And that happens, you know, fairly often nowadays. Maybe not that often, but, you know, fairly often. I think that Klezmorum come up with nice polkas. So, after this, I've got another cut from the same album, one that I quite like. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. And for any of you who have listened to the show for a while, you'd recognize that tune as Mein Städtel, one of my absolute favorites, one that I've liked. I've played many different versions of on the program over time, and this is a nice one, the second to last track from that album, King of the Klezmers. And that's about all I have time for music-wise, but so glad that you could join me on this odyssey through these two albums by Marty Levitt.
And the girls would come to this little club and this little one and back and forth on the weekend.
Right.
And two girls come in eventually.
Right.
And one is shorter. And my friend took one of them, I danced with one of them, and I danced with the other. And I'm sorry, Alan, I'm sorry. I don't remember, though, what we talked about.
Right. But that's okay.
Wait, that's all right, wait. But it must have been good. As we're going, so they leave. The dance is over, and finally they come back again.
Right.
And I never danced with anybody else. So right. It shows you, even though from the pictures that you see that the old couple back, there's a possibility that two young people, strangers, can come together, and we finally got married and we made a life. And
thank you very much for tuning into my program this week. You can tune in again next week, same time, same place on your radio dial or online. And in the meantime, keep up with me on social media. That's TikTok, Instagram, X, and Facebook at Borschtbeat. BORSCHTBEAT. Till next time, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's oldest independent community bank, offering deposit and loan products for more than 110 years. Members FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. More information at jeff.bank. And from the Sullivan Catskills Visitors Association, dedicated to promoting the Sullivan County Catskills. SullivanCatskills.com. And from listeners like you.
A
as we continue our folk musical exploration of songs about British and Irish animals here on The Wackaloda Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill. Next time we come to Wales, and perhaps dolphins, if we can find some dolphin songs. So please join me for Songs About Wales next Sunday afternoon at 3.
WJFF Jeffersonville. You're listening to Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.